Proof of Martha Stewart's ongoing commercial appeal has been on display in a New York courtroom. Yesterday, an appeals court decided that department store JCPenney can continue selling a new line of housewares designed by Stewart. The ruling keeps Macy's from having the exclusive rights to the brand. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
There is one reason why both JCPenney and Macy's want Martha Stewart.
She's had a history of having success.
Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst with the MPD Group. He says being allowed to sell Martha Stewart products is a victory for JCPenney, which has struggled with leadership and strategy in recent years.
The reason why those retailers are fighting over her is because it's a well-established brand that they can get lots of bang for their buck. She's expensive to have the product programs with, but she returns results.
Cohen says increasingly, having a sure thing like a Martha Stewart brand in your store means more and more to retailers like Macy's or Penney's. Cohen says it's getting hard out there for a department store.
Consumers are trading up, trading down. They can buy what they want, when they want it, wherever they want it, and for almost any price. So getting exclusivity, whether it be branding or whether it be product, makes a big difference.
Cohen says the same thing Martha Stewart brings to JCPenney or Macy's, she brings to Match.com, the dating site she recently signed up for. Even though she's not an official spokesperson, she lends Match.com her air of style, quality, and respectability. So now suitors get to woo Martha, not just department stores. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.